Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, brought to you by Comics on Comics and the Sideshow Network. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And yet again, we have two fabulous selections from our shitty collection. Today, we're going to discuss Wonder Man.
Wonder Man, yes. And
an old Lois Lane from, like, 1975.
Superman's Girlfriend, Lois Lane. That's the
That's
proper
right.
title.
I'm sorry. Superman's Girlfriend.
Lois Superman's Lane. Girlfriend.
Superman. So I guess we're going to do Wonder Man first.
Wonder Man, yes.
Or Wonder Man, as normal people would say.
Wondrous Man.
Wondrous Man.
So, and I'm excited because I'm a big Wonder Man fan.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only Wonder Man fan that exists in life.
I think that's correct.
Because a lot of people don't understand what Wonder Man does.
I am one of those people.
And I think I still am too. But Wonder Man basically, you know, he had his own, he was a character. He still is, I guess, and so I don't know what he's doing currently, but he was a guy who was bombarded with ionic energy, and he became super strong because of it, and then he died a bunch of times, and he's been brought back a bunch of times. And he's pretty much nigh indestructible and all that good stuff, and, you know, he's very insecure at times, but also he's an actor. He tries to be a serious actor, which
yes.
it's just kind of a thing that's always been. Even though he was a scientific, like, genius at one point, like, he was kind of like a Tony Stark kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to act, you know, I'm an actor. So the Wonder Man series that we're picking from here is the eponymous Wonder Man series from the early 90s. And it's – I love this series. I just think it's just – it's hilarious and it's just ridiculousness. But in a way, it totally fits in with everything else that's going on in comic books at this time. You know, and if this came out today, it probably would be a big, like, hip book, I think.
Maybe. I think you like this so much because it is very L.A.
Well, it's very L.A., but I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if this – maybe there was another book that came out like this, and DC had, you know, Blue Devil, which was pretty much like this.
Right.
But in the 80s, you know, this is the 90s, so, you know, and it sucks because – this is a really fun, kind of lighthearted feel to it at certain points, but then it just kind of got really dark.
Because it's the 90s?
Because it's the 90s, and, you know, Wonder Man had to die a bunch. And
everybody had belts.
Everybody had belts, and, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. So, anyways, so we're doing issue number 4.
Belts.
From December 1991.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder Man introducing the villain Splice.
Oh, yes. And Splice has belts.
He has motherfucking belts.
Yeah. A plethora of belts.
Because it's the 90s and he has to have belts.
Of course. You can't be a superhero in the 90s and not have fucking belts strapped to every fucking part of you.
Exactly.
So
here's Belt Man.
Well, alright. So it starts out, we got Wonder Man and he is going, and he's getting blown up in an explosion. And you're like, oh no, Wonder Man. But then you turn the page and he's actually just in a movie. He's on set.
Because he's a stuntman.
Yeah. And I have to agree, because the director calls cut because he's very pissed off. And the director calls cut because Wonder Man is wearing his Wonder Man Superman or superhero costume underneath his actual costume. And the director's like, what the fuck, man? I only have budgeted enough for, like, one of these and you've just ruined it because your clothes melted off and we can see that you're wearing your super Wonder Man thing. And he's like, I'm not going to show my ass on camera again. And I'm like, I'm sure you could wear, like, something else. Like, you don't have to wear.
You don't have to be naked in lieu of any other clothes.
Right, and, like, he still has clothes on him. It's not like he would be nude, but I'm sure he could wear, like, I don't know, like, bike shorts. Like, he doesn't have to wear
it. He can wear a jock.
Yeah, he doesn't have to wear his Wonder Man thing. Like, I get you don't want to be naked, dude. That's cool, but, like, you don't have to wear your Wonder Man costume and just ruin the entire shoot. So I kind of understand where this director is coming from.
And then he turns all, like, he's like, well, I want artsy roles. I'm an actor.
Basically, Wonder Man would really relate to Birdman.
Right.
He would really feel that movie. He'd be like, yes, I am an artist.
Yeah, I think Birdman would be his favorite movie. I kind of wish this movie was called What? I would like to think that Michael Keaton prepped for Birdman by reading Wonder Man.
I don't think Michael Keaton needed to do any prep, considering he used to play Batman and then he just disappeared for a very long time and came back to do Birdman. I think... He knows. He gets it.
I don't know. Next time, if I ever meet him, I'll be like, hey, man.
Did you ever read Wonder Man?
If you're going to do a sequel, you want to read this?
And he would go, why would I need to do that? I'm Batman.
I'm fucking Batman.
Fucking Batman.
So Wonder Man.
He's not like fucking Batman, but he was Batman. You get it.
So Wonder Man goes back to his hip Hollywood apartment, where apparently he's got, you know, a landlady.
Who used to be some star back in the 40s, and she's water. You know what's funny about this? Is that we live in L.A. So the funny thing about this is she's watering her lawn, and Wonder Man, in 1991, walks up and goes, why are you watering in a drought? And I'm like, this is the exact same conversation that we have in 2015. Because it has never gotten any better.
The more things change, the more things stay the same.
Well, because California is always dry. It just is. But anyway, so he has, like, she used to be some, like, screen legend. And he has some, like, dancing.
No, she wasn't a screen legend. She was just an actress back in the day.
But, like, then there's this guy who, like, talks weird. He says things like, methinks.
Because he's
Shakespearean actor, maybe? Who's, like, a dancer?
Well, I think he's a Jamaican guy.
Okay.
I think he's speaking in a dialect.
No, all right.
It's a black guy with a kid in play hair top. Yeah, he's high top.
A really, really
because
high top.
Because it's the 90s, and apparently he's a dancer, and apparently he's gonna bang some new tenant.
Sure.
Or dance with her. And she meets Wonder Man, and she's like, hey, Wonder Man, you got a nice ass.
And he's like, oh, this would never have happened to me when I was doing engineering.
Oh, poor me, I'm wearing my stupid costume.
Yeah, and so he, like, wanders into his apartment where his agent is calling him to, like, tell him, you know, because he just stormed off that set. He said, fuck this, I'm not going to work under these conditions.
He's an artiste. He's kind of unprofessional.
Oh, slightly. It's basically, so most everybody is. So, like, he's like, ugh, I am an artist and I will wear my Wonder Man costume under my thing and ruin your shot if I want to, director. And so he, like, storms off the set and his agent calls him and he's like, what? You know, blah, blah, blah. And his agent's like, no, I got a new deal for you. Like, another thing. And it's like an actual artist. And he's like, with guns? Because Wonder Man's very upset that everybody keeps making him shoot stuff.
Well, cause that's how he made his money, though. Because he starred in, like, a movie with the Arnold Schwarzenegger-type person.
Of Marvel.
And he starred in some, like, Conan ripoff.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he kind of broke his career, is by doing, like, shitty movies like that. You know, well, not maybe it was shitty, but apparently they were, you know, superstars, and he's just
an action movie.
He just uses an action star, and he's like, "No, I've got talent." I'm like, "You don't."
I'm gonna go Birdman this fucking thing. Basically,
he's straight up Birdmanning.
So if you haven't seen Birdman, you probably should. But Birdman, he's just gonna go Birdman this thing because he is a true artist and not an action star, people. So his agent, who by the way is just sitting at his desk like on a cordless '90s phone, holding a gun, as one does. And he's like,
it's Frank Reynolds.
Yeah, it's pretty much Frank Reynolds. And he's like, all right, well, I've got this thing, and I promise you, it's an actual career and whatever. But what it is a setup.
Because I think...
And I don't know why these people want to kill Wonder Man.
Because I think they want to... They're pissed off about something to do with the Avengers, too. Because, like, they mentioned something about Hawkeye messing up their... They're basically high-tech mobsters.
Okay.
And they're pissed off that Hawkeye did some shit to them. So they're like, all right, well, we got this place guy.
Yeah. So Wonder Man just wanders off to go do his thing. And he runs into, and if you've ever gone to art school, you have met this person. He runs into a guy who's like,
Argus.
I want to make a film, man, and like it's gonna be about like humanity and like Wonder Man. You're gonna star in it, but like we're gonna intercut like close-up shots of your head with like a bleeding tangerine because that like explains violence.
And
he's not going to pay him for it, of course, because you never get paid for shit. But yeah, and then he just tells this guy he shouldn't have a mohawk, and he leaves.
Which he's right, because it's actually, I'll say his mohawk looks pretty well, like pretty well washed.
Yeah,
for a crust punk man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It looks pretty full, and you know,
good like, art, man.
Yeah, but yeah, so this
pretentious art fucks.
So he's a pretentious art fuck,
and so he like. Can he fly or does he just jump?
He could just jump really, because at one point he, I think his powers have like varied
okay.
over the years in the sense where I think he is able, at this point, he could just jump really far because he's got the, you know, the super leg strength.
Mm-hmm.
But at some points, and I don't know if it's in this book or, but I definitely know it's in like some of the West Coast Avengers books, he has like a rocket pack attached to his, you know, his belt. That allows him to jet, you know, but he's not really able to do it. And then eventually he just comes to, you know, being a pure energy and, you know, he could just do whatever he wants. But, yeah. So anyway, so basically...
He jumps off to go do his thing. He
jumps off to go
do
his thing, and it turns out that, you know, yeah, Slice has been hired to take on Wonder Man because of this... bullshit that's been going on with these people.
Which is also really stupid because he says at the bottom, he's like, oh, get us all the information you can. The make of his car, blah, blah, blah. And they go, Wonder Man doesn't have a car. And this, like, guy goes, he doesn't have a car? In LA? How does he survive? And Splice goes, he doesn't. And it's like, ah, that's so fucking stupid. Like, I hate you, Splice. Fuck you. You're dumb. Like, he says he doesn't as, like, big swords come out of, like, the gauntlets on his wrists.
Because
like,
he's not going to survive. He's just going to get...
Fuck you. That is so stupid.
Oh, this guy's... This Splice. Splice is full of puns.
Oh, yeah. Splice sucks. Boo, Splice. I'm not surprised. Is he doing anything these days?
I forgot what happened to him. He does come back in this book. It's funny because when I was a kid, you know, when I was younger, they had Marvel, like, trading cards... And around this time when this book was out, and they, for some reason, they had this character as his own card, you know, because it was just like some random villain, like they ran out of people to talk about.
Like, we need another guy to fill up this card so we can print it.
So they just put him in there, which, I mean, I think at some point they're probably, you know, I mean, he doesn't get a terrible look.
Well, I mean, no, he's got, you know, he's got all these belts and he has, like, explosion things and he's got swords that come out of his gauntlets and that's cool. But, like, if you were watching a movie and some character said that, would you not just be like, oh.
Well, this sounds like something straight out of The Expendables or something.
No, right.
But anyway, yeah. So he goes to his little meeting. Wonder Man goes to his little meeting, and he runs into his screenwriter friend Alex,
who's dressed like a dancer.
She's dressed like she's, you know, yeah. She's dressed in the very '90s, like I just got done running, kind of.
No, she's wearing heels. This is just like very
she's like,
nice.
She's like, I've been exercising.
I look like I'm in an exercise video, but I'm not actually exercising. This is like pre yoga pants. It's stupid.
Yeah, so she's trying.
Like a headband, sweatband on.
Yeah, and she's pitching all. It's funny because it's very like Hollywood talk.
Yes.
For you know however long here, you know she's just pitching him to be in this movie, and because she's a you know, she's an actual screenwriter, you know, and you know she's got all these ideas, you know.
I think she just wants to have sex with him.
I think ultimately that's kind of what happens in this you know this narrative in this whole book as you know he tries to. You know, they eventually try to hook up, and then, you know, unfortunately his book got canceled before anything could happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't happen in this book.
No, there's a slow burn. They probably had bigger plans for this, like,
well, at some point. Well, I mean, good. Sometimes you need the slow burn, and good there, for them, but...
But she's, you know, she's quick to the, you know, she's quick, and she's whatever, and...
She likes him. She calls him muscles.
She calls him because, you know, yeah, he's a little Wonder Man. Just a big, red-eyed, beefy man. You know,
hey, bro, you look good. That type of thing.
Yeah. No, he's got good hair in this one.
Oh, yeah, he's got great hair. Yeah,
you know, there's another one I read.
He's all muscly. He's all big. He's big and broad. Yeah, get it. Go for it.
Yeah. But he's always, like, very philosophical. because he's always like, you know, he's like, well, I died before and I'm going to die again.
Yeah, he has this like ridiculous little speech down here at the
bottom. I'm an Ionic man. Am I really a man? She's just like, whatever.
She's like, I don't know, dude.
Whatever, bro. Your movie's...
I don't know. I still want to fuck you. Like, yeah. I really don't care if you've been dead before.
So he goes to his meeting and it's a big ruse because there's Splice.
Yeah, and then they start fighting.
She starts fighting. He throws, you know...
And Splice just puns his way through all these panels.
Actually, my favorite is when he's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm the last step in the production of your life.
Yes.
You know.
Fuck you, Splice.
And apparently, really, you know, it turns out he's just a guy that goes around and, you know, kills people. And, you know, he's
an assassin for hire.
He's an assassin for hire who, you know, he takes care of, you know, the dirty work. Like, you know, apparently he helped out some sitcom star that was doing drugs. I'm assuming like a BoJack Horseman kind of deal.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and they're like, all right, you know, we got rid of those dealers for him, you know, because that's what he does.
Stabby, stabby, kill.
He used to be like a movie star, or he used to be like some, or he used
well,
to be an
said,
actor.
He did say that. He was like, I came to LA to be an actor, but then I found more like honorable work or something.
I decided
like
to kill. That's what he decided. Something literally, you know, he decided that was a good idea. So, you know, they're hustling, fighting.
Punchy fight. Punch,
it's, always,
punch,
it's,
fight.
It's just a big, it's just a big old.
And he's kind of got the drop on Wonder Man, and then whatever her name is wants to have sex with him.
Well, there's a few other things in here where it's like, I think he throws like a gas pellet in his mouth.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like he has like serious just gastrointestinal distress.
He throws like this. It's like a electro pellet because he's trying to figure out his weakness.
Right.
And you know it's, you know he's trying to. You know, he's trying to figure that out. They're all trying to figure each other out. You know, right. It's kind of like just basically, you know, fighting against Superman, but like weaker.
And
you know, because he's got weaker, and he's an actor because he's got bulletproof skin.
Yeah,
you know, he's got stuff. You know, although he is throwing these like electronic joints at him, and it's kind of fucking him up.
Yeah, that kind of fucks with him.
Yeah.
So then when he swallows the gas pellet, he like gets knocked out, and his screenwriter friend is like, what's going on, man? So she like wanders in, and just as this guy's about to like cut out or shove a pellet into Wonder Man's eyes,
he's gonna jab his eyes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just gonna put a pellet in there. It's one of those electro pellets because it doesn't look like it's a knife. But he's gonna shove it into his eye because he thinks that's where his ionic brain.
Well, I mean, so that's probably.
I mean, it makes sense.
But his eyes are always spilling out with that energy, so it's
right,
like,
so I don't know if it would necessarily work, but whatever. So that's what it's going to try, except this girl shows up, and then he's like, oh, no, not a witness. I'll kill you. And so she, like, runs away and trips because she's wearing impractical shoes. And he's like, no, get up. I like it. Keep running.
I do have to stop for a second because every issue of in the 90s, Marvel had the bullpens, and they would always have the cool-o-meter. And this is from 1991, so the coolest thing in October 1991 is Pee Wee Herman. Now, I don't know if – I think this is before
– It has to be.
I think it's before it he was jostling himself.
Yeah. For those too young to remember, Pee Wee Herman got busted whacking it in a porn theater.
Or maybe it's around that time. I don't know. Actually, maybe
it must have been before.
No, I think it's around that time because why would he be – because Pee Wee's Playhouse was not – on.
But this is a... Oh.
Okay, so I was right.
Yeah, you were. It happened in July of 1991.
Because I remember he came out...
in Sarasota, Florida.
No, because I remember what happened was he came out at the MTV Music Awards.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was 91. I thought it was 92.
No, you're probably right about that.
But it was 91 he showed up and he made this joke, you know, and everybody cheered for him, you know, whatever. Cause
yeah, because I mean... Yeah. It's like... If you're whacking it at a porn theater, it's a fucking adult porn theater. Like, I don't know, whatever. You probably shouldn't have been arrested, so it was stupid. Anyway, so that's funny.
It's funny, and also, as you get further down the list, uncool is Catwoman.
Yeah, fuck them. They don't know anything.
And the uncoolest thing of October 1991 is network TV.
Well, they're probably right about that.
They're probably right about that.
They're not right about Catwoman.
Well, what was Catwoman doing at this time in 91? Probably nothing. She didn't have a series at the time.
And she didn't have that stupid movie yet.
And she didn't have
that
a movie.
Didn't come
she,
out yet.
She really wasn't, like, she just was, I don't, it's kind of like they're just like, eh, pick up DC thing and just say it sucks.
Well, they're like, we ripped off Catwoman to make Black Cat, so we hate her.
They did rip off Catwoman.
Yes, yeah, they absolutely
like, really bad.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Because they're like, Spider-Man needs a Catwoman.
So, now she's got one.
And Spider-Man's a fucking tool. I hate Spider-Man.
What else is on there? Apatosaurus skulls?
Apparently,
Hipsterism? Oh, honey, you got a long way to go. Serial killers are closer to cool.
Dirt roads.
Arena football. These guys are assholes. They don't know anything.
I need to find
arena football.
I'm gonna find the editor at this time. Let's have a talk and see. Like, guys, you need to talk. So anyways, turns out, you know, he finds his buddy, you know, his lady buddy, and Splay starts chasing her, and Wonder Man comes to save her, and he, you know, Splice is actually really, a really difficult fighter. He's really adept.
He's a good fighter.
He puts up a really good fight.
Yes.
And actually, I think that's, you know, I think I had a feeling that he was the kind of guy that, had this book been probably more popular, he probably would have got his own series.
Probably.
Probably got, or at least a mini series out of it. Because there have been some shitty heroes or villains that have gotten mini series. And Splice would have been fit right in there. Well, so
maybe that's your goal, babe. Your goal is to bring back Wonder Man.
Well, no, bring back Splice.
Oh, Splice?
Wonder Man will do just fine. Because at some point, I think he'll end up in the Avengers thing.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, movies. I was thinking, like, you could give him, like, a Wonder Man versus Splice, like, 6-issue miniseries. And that should be your
goal. Well, that'd be for me. You know,
but maybe one day you're going to be, like, you know, big enough that you could do that. That's what your pitch is going to be for Marvel.
I'm gonna write it and do it as an audio drama.
Yes.
On podcasting.
Yes.
Wonder Man versus Splice, guys.
It's going to be one of the one of those old radio shows.
And we're gonna stick it right in this feed, and you're gonna have to listen to it.
And you're gonna be like, God damn it, these two.
God damn it! The only guy that likes Wonder Man is probably wearing a red jacket right now, like Wonder Man does. What an idiot. So thankfully though, as he's about to get sliced or spliced, Wonder Man is, you know, the Alex comes to his aid.
She electrocutes him. As he's trying to, like, kill her, he accidentally cuts through, like, some cable.
Yeah.
And she grabs it, because they're in a studio, production studio.
Set, yeah.
Set. So she, like, grabs it and she sticks it to his leg and zappy zap. Because he's got, like, a metal skeleton something?
Yeah, he's got a metal skeleton. Like, he's got all sorts of gear on him. Like, he's, you know, he's enhanced. You know, I don't know how this guy... Actually, I should look up more about him. Because I know I researched him originally, like, a while back. But then I haven't remembered it. So I have to go back and look. Because I'm intrigued by more about this character. Uh-huh. But anyways...
So that's it.
That's it. Yeah, and it's funny because she starts spouting off some more movie language. She's like, oh, I saved you. Ha ha. Plot twist. High concepts. You know, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, shut up.
It's like, shut up, lady. All right, I get it. Whatever.
See, you guys, you're in Hollywood.
Whoever's writing this is, like, desperately trying to get their guild card.
Right.
Or something
we
like that.
You get it. You're in Hollywood.
Yeah, so, and you know, that's pretty much it. You know, and then,
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's it for Wonder Man, which I love this book. I love these books. And I know it's part of our shitty collection, but I don't care because I will continue to find the entire series of this. And I'm pretty close.
I know.
So.
You know what's funny is it, on the cover here, it says Guts, Butts, and Cuts.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is, you know, sometimes when you don't have a barcode, you can just put whatever you want there.
Sure.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149. That's COMICS149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Too many Wonder Mans.
That's what I was saying, because we're back.
Oh, hi.
And I was...
I don't know how you put up with me. I literally just sing off-key all the time. Like, if I'm not singing to the cats, I'm just singing to myself.
I was just saying that the Wonder Man reminds me of Too Many Cooks, the video, because it's like, it's such a... The series itself, like, there's all these, like... goofy, like, human characters. And then it's just, like, at some point it just goes off into space and there's, like, weird superheroes and villains and people getting killed and blown up and just chaos everywhere. So if you like Too Many Cooks and you like comic books, you should read Wonder Man. Really, I sincerely mean that.
Too Many Wonder Mans?
Yes.
Okay.
So this next one is Superman's girlfriend, Lois Lane.
And this is
February.
January, February 1970.
Well, it's technically February because it says it on the front.
Yeah. Well, it says January-February inside. 1974, number 136.
Yes, number 136. They made 136 issues.
But volume 17.
Well, they probably cut it up into, like,
sure,
whatever. They have their own distinctions for that.
Yeah. So, all right. This is a product of its time. I think that's really all I can say about it. So, we start with Lois, like, I don't know, she's going to interview some, like, race guy.
Race car driver. No.
Race guy.
Race guy.
Race car guy.
And Nelson Mandela.
Hard-hitting news. Some race car driver. And Superman's like, oh, Lois, I'm so glad I found you here. I have an announcement. And she's like, oh, can't I wait till I'm done, you know, doing my job? And of course, because Lois is there, all shit hits the fan because she's a shit magnet.
Uh-huh.
Like a walking, talking, goddamn motherfucking shit magnet. She should probably be tested for some sort of, like, disastrous metahuman powers because everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah,
in these issues, these old issues.
Well, I like that she's
just standing there.
Well, she's standing there because she's timing this guy.
Yeah,
but why is she the one that's doing it?
Well,
because isn't this the Daredevil's got a team? This popular Daredevil. It's a popular Daredevil who's racing a car, and for some reason he decides that Lois needs to be the one to time him. Why can't he have he should have a member of his team, because I'm certain he has a posse that handles this sort of stuff when he's practicing terrifying stunts around a racetrack.
Right.
And he's not just being like, hey, I'm a reporter, you know, this reporter that I'm trying to bang.
Glad you're here. Could you please time this for me?
Yeah, it's like,
one else is around.
You know, it's like if I went to the MMA event and they're like, hey, you want to judge?
Sure. Hey, dude. Yeah,
you've done some podcasts involving MMA. You want to judge? You might be qualified for that, yeah?
Yeah. So, oh my god, disaster strikes, and he loses a tire. But Wonder Woman shows up. Oh my god, it's Wonder Woman. And the way Wonder Woman is described is,
it takes like 30 panels.
It really does. It's just like, she's a dynamic figure appears on the scene, a raven-haired, shapely and supple figure, the most wondrous Amazon on the face of the earth, and blah, 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 blah.
And you know why this is? You know why this is?
Why?
It's because they have, like, barely any story.
Oh, yeah, there's no story.
So they're like, well, instead of just being like, hey, it's Wonder Woman,
fill it up with, let's tell everybody how great Wonder Woman is.
Great she is, and she's, like, doing all sorts of shit with this car.
Yeah, saves a bunch of people, and they're like, oh, Wonder Woman's great. And then Lois is like, hey, what is she doing here, Superman? Why aren't you surprised? And he's like, well, I'm not surprised because I wanted to tell you that Wonder Woman and I are engaged to be married. We are expecting. That's our announcement. And, like, Lois is like, what? This can't be. And then, of course, Superman, instead of just, like, doing the normal thing that one does when you try to break up with somebody, which is like, no, you know, it's just not working out. You're a really great person. You're just not the person for me or whatever. He says to her, Wonder Woman is better suited for me, Lois. After all, she's a recognized superwoman herself. She proved just now when she spectacularly saved your life. Frankly, Lois, probably soon be bored if I married an ordinary girl like you. And you're like, why are you such a dick? Like, why the fuck is Superman
super dickery
all the time? He's such a fucking cocksucker. And so she's like, get away from me, asshole, because you're just, like, making it worse. So Superman and Wonder Woman, like, run off. And Lois is like, I'm not going to be sad. I'm going to date another man right away, which, good for her.
I will stop. I will stop them. I will tape everything.
It's becoming the Room. So she's just like,
oh, everybody betrayed me. I fed up with this world.
Really, that's Lois is Johnny from The Room. That just surprises not like a little dog. So anyway, she's like, screw him, I'm gonna date another man. Which, good for you, Lois. That's a good idea. So she decides to date Daredevil Man.
Daredevil Man.
Which is so stupid. And so like, he takes her on all these dates, but like she's bored by them because he's not Superman.
Because he's like, I got a boat that's gonna fly off this cliff and it's got parachutes. She's like, I knew they were there. Yeah, you're boring.
And you're like, dude, nobody has invented this technology yet. Nobody could parachute a boat off a fucking Niagara Falls like waterfall. That's amazing. Like, you should be like, wow, what a cool invention.
She's like, holy shit, my life is in danger. And she's like,
oh my god, what an amazing invention. We should, like, let other people have this so they can have fun, too. And she's just like, oh.
They can have fun, too.
I'm just so bored by him. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, Lois, most girls talk to me all the time, but you don't. That's why I like you.
You don't talk, and I like it.
Because you shut up. And he's, like, trying to get with her, and she's like, no, and she throws him off his own boat.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand.
Which I don't know how she throws him.
Because the way that is drawn, it looks like she's flipping him up, like, straight up into the air. Mind you, she's not Superman or Wonder Woman. She does not have any of that strength, but somehow.
I mean, this guy, it looks like he's, like, 20 feet above the boat.
He's literally up in the air, and then it just happens. I'm assuming he falls in the water, and he's getting back in the boat, you know.
Then Lois is just sad.
She's sad.
She's having a sad. She's like, I'm in love with Superman. Like, that's all this book is. It's just Lois trying to figure out how to make Superman marry her, which is so goddamn stupid. Like, there is so much other shit in this world that people can be doing and that Lois could be doing as an ace reporter, and instead all she does is, like, mope around over Superman for issues and issues and issues. Which is, like I said, it's a product of its time, because you could never write anything like this today.
No.
Which, thank God. So anyway, Lois, next day, goes in to her... This is when they're working for, like, a TV station.
Yeah, this is back when they were super... They were TV people.
Yeah.
And so she goes back in and talks to her friend, Melba Toast.
Like, oh my God, Mela! It was such a fucking terrible name for this woman. She's like, Melba, here I am, and life is awesome.
Living my life.
But you know what, Melba? Just FYI... I know this isn't real because Superman has had to do these elaborate, crazy schemes before because he's an asshole.
And she's right.
He really does love me. This whole Superman Wonder Woman thing is just bullshit. And I'm going to prove it by stalking him for an entire week and getting paid for it. So this is her new expose thing that she's going to literally stalk her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend. And her boss is okay with it.
Does this qualify as Miss Sandry?
No. Okay. No, that panel.
Oh, that oh, the
I'm
flipping.
Actually, yeah, that could
the throwing a man straight up into the air. Yes. With
you can put Miss Sandry right below that in like big letters.
Maybe.
Oh, it's funny. So she's like, see you later.
See you later, Melbletoe, Stelgo. And then she's stalking Superman and Wonder Woman. It's
while
funny.
They're kissing.
It's funny because she's like she's somewhere and she somehow is able to find exactly where they are in the clouds.
Right, and they're like, I don't know, it's some sort of resort.
Some sort of sex resort. Heavenly Heaven.
Yeah.
Heavenly Haven.
Sex resort.
Sounds like a place where they just you just not wear pants.
Yeah, and that pretty much. And so she like puts a microphone on her camera so she can hear what they're saying too. Which don't do. This is not right. This is so fucking creepy. It's just not okay.
Doesn't matter. She loves him.
I don't care.
But she doesn't love him anymore because he told her to
whatever.
Get lost.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Pro tip: like if someone breaks up with you, do it like. Just take it gracefully. Be like, all right, go cry in your room by yourself, drink, complain to your friends about how they were a dick or whatever, but then, like, move on with your life. Do not stalk them and their new girlfriend or boyfriend.
I will show them. I will record everything. It's the actions were appropriate here.
It's fucking weird. And it's creepy and it's not okay. Don't do this. Just never do this. This is terrible. Anyway, so, like, she follows them around and, like, watches them, like, kiss and make out, whatever. And Ooh. Then Superman's like, oh, no, I have an emergency. And
Superman. I don't know if it wasn't Superman. Just like, oh no, I shit my pants.
I think that's like half of the time when he's like, oh no, my microscopic vision says that there's like
I see something. Wait, I don't see anything. I shit my pants.
It just really has to go shit. Like, so badly, he's got to go find a Starbucks.
The Superman.
So he can go use their bathroom.
Does Superman have IBS?
Yes. That's why he runs away all the time. He's just like, God. And Bruce knows. Bruce is the only one who knows.
I don't, that would be a great. DC should do that, where they should be like, for sufferers of IBS, just have like, just be like Superman, be like, I got shit my pants, or whatever. Just write a comic for it, because they did that for all the other issues, all the other diseases back in the day, or World War. I think IBS is due for a Superman Batman.
I think it really is.
I think that's actually going to be the premise of Batman v Superman.
I think that sounds right.
Because what happened was Batman is suing Superman for blowing up his toilet with his super shit. And it was a very expensive toilet.
Oh, of course it was. It was like plated gold and shit because he's Batman.
But Superman can blow ass through ceramic gold.
And at the end of Batman v Superman, Bruce Wayne will give Clark Kent a map to toilets all over Metropolis that can handle his super shit. That have been reinforced by the
just
Wayne,
a bunch of
by
waffle.
Wayne Enterprise.
Just a bunch of waffle. But really, it's a thing to the sequel because it's just really a bunch of Waffle Houses that he wants Superman to destroy by with his super bowels. And because Batman, for some reason.
Oh, Batman always has an agenda.
He has an agenda, you know.
So he runs off to shit back in the comic book. He runs away to shit and some guy writing this thing. I don't know what that is.
He's riding a Serpentor G.I. Joe scooter.
Sure.
Flying, and he's shooting at Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman's like, ha-ha, fuck you, I got you, I can stop you.
Right.
And then she makes some, you know,
there's
she uses
some,
her
like,
lasso.
Deflecting and stuff. Now, Wonder Woman's lasso still does not have this power. It doesn't have this power anymore, does it?
Well, I mean, here it does.
No, but I mean, like, now.
Yeah, it does. Because I remember she used the power of making people do things that it wants her to do.
I thought that it only had the power to make them tell the truth now.
Well, isn't that just kind of the same thing?
No,
where it's
this
like,
is acting against their will to do whatever she wants. Like, because she basically is like, oh, I'm going to make this guy pilot his little scooter thing into another guy so they both explode. But luckily she'll save them. Because she's also a dick in this.
Oh, they're all, everybody here is assholes.
Yeah, everybody in this is an asshole. So, but I don't think she has that power. It just makes them tell the truth now.
Well,
I don't know if it makes them act against their will. Because really,
this guy
does
pre-crisis.
Not. Right, he doesn't want to crash into this guy.
But he's like,
I gotta
kill my friend.
Right. So I don't know if it still has that power today. Anyway, so, there's a lot of ads in here because there's not a lot of story.
I know, there's like...
It's like eight pages of ads.
It's pretty much like this story could have been told in like two pages.
Pretty much. So it explodes and she saves them and then she's like, well, you're going to go to jail for attempted murder.
So attempted murder with what? No witnesses?
With no witnesses. But not only that, she just made them crash into each other, like forced this guy to drive into another guy. But she doesn't get charged with attempted murder.
She just show up with two guys like, they tried to kill me. Book them. Leaves.
And they're like, all right, Wonder Woman, whatever you say. Maybe that's why her lasso doesn't make people do shit against their will, because she can just make the cops, like, book these guys.
She already knows it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't. Yeah, I saw that, too. I was like, that's not how legal things work.
No, that's not how shit works. So she takes them away, and, like, one guy gets away or whatever. And then Lois is just like, she's so wonderful. She's going to be a great wife. Whatever. Like, shut the fuck up, Lois. So, like, this other guy with this crazy hipster mustache. She's in this crazy mustache.
He's Lemmy. He's got a Lemmy,
yeah,
Lemmy mustache.
Yeah, totally got a Lemmy mustache. So, like, he flies into a hole in the ground where there's this, like, person in a robe.
The Revenger.
The Revenger, who's like, oh, my God, fuck you. And this Revenger launches this guy and his Lemmy stash into space, and Superman, back from his shit, finds him, and he's like, oh no, this guy's dead. Lemmy just died.
I know, I just like this exchange here where she's like, he's like, Wonder Woman, are you sure that photo of that photo of the flying corpse
I intercepted matches the guy that got away? And she's like, that's him.
That's the flying corpse, man.
And they're like, well, all right, well, too bad about this. Let's go back to our vacation. And then they, like, play tennis in the sky and kiss a lot.
I think it's funny that she, you know, he kind of recovers from finding a flying corpse. What do you do with the flying corpse?
I have no idea. Apparently he took a picture of it. Selfie, click, and, like, ran away.
Did he just let it fall back down and just ends up,
like... He took a selfie with it, and he was like, look at this guy's sweet mustache, and then he showed it to Wonder Woman.
He said it to what a fucking hipster blog, you know, I was like, look at this fucking hipster, and then look at this fucking hipster flying in the air with his stupid mustache.
He's dead, guys, huh? Isn't it hilarious?
Didn't you read the Marvel 1991 October Cool-O-Meter? Hipsterism isn't that cool anymore, loser.
So, and they're like smooching. There's lots of pictures of them smooching. And then, so Lois
gets ambushed by the Revenger who hits her with a sock.
Yeah.
A flapjack, that's a real weapon.
Yeah.
That people use.
Yeah.
And he puts her in like a lie detector chair to basically find out whether or not he's with whether or not she is with Superman or not.
Wonder Woman is with Superman.
And Wonder Woman's with Superman. She is a lonely hag.
This entire book is based around Superman's relationship status. It is fucking stupid.
That's what should be. That should be an option on Facebook for him. It's fucking stupid.
Click. That should be an option for everybody.
Whatever.
It's complicated and it's fucking stupid. Because fair enough.
It's a bag of shit.
Yeah, and if anybody gets the "it's fucking stupid" relationship designation, it's these two idiots. So, she's like, "Don't worry, Lois, you're going to live now because
you're not because now I know you're telling the truth,
right? Because Superman wants Wonder Woman." So she's like, "What?" And like, she's like, "Well, you can leave if you get out of that chair or whatever." And then she goes to get out of the chair because Batman showed her how to, like, slip her hand out of a handcuff.
Oh, he bet he, sure he yeah. did. Oh, you know when that happened.
Which she would be better off calling him and seeing what he's doing because he's probably more fun.
They were probably doing 50 Shades of Grey.
Go for it. Like, all right.
He showed this to me when we were doing 50 Shades of Grey.
You just give her, like, I mean, seriously, like, Superman dumps you.
He showed me Batman. How to wield anal beads.
Batman's probably better in bed anyway. Or at least more adventurous.
Well, I mean...
Maybe not better. Just different. And, you know, if you're up for it, give him a call. I'm sure he's...
Well, he'll fuck anything.
Oh, of course he will. Yeah, he'll be like, all right, Lois, come on over.
He's like, whatever.
Come see Bruce Wayne.
Because Bruce will just stop doing whatever. He'll leave, like, Catwoman.
Oh, well, you know, not if he's fucking.
No, but he'll just be like, she'll be like, Bruce, can we be together? He'll be like, oh, well, Lois, I gotta go fuck her. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
That sounds like a thing he would do.
That's why I truly believe that if Batman and Catwoman were ever to have, like, a serious relationship, it would have to be an open one. Because neither one of them have any ability to be monogamous. Which is fine. You know, if that works for them, that's cool.
Right.
But, like, yeah. So he'd be like, I gotta go fuck. And you're like, all right, cool, have fun, just use a condom. So anyway, she, like, gets out of this
thing. Which he wouldn't, because he's an idiot.
No, he... Oof. If he is smart, if he's as fucking smart as he's supposed to be, of course he would use a condom.
Oh, he's a dumb fuck.
He's not a dumb fuck. He's supposed to be this, like, brilliant genius. And then he doesn't wear a condom because Grant Morrison thinks it's a good idea? Fuck that. That's so stupid. I'm sorry. That makes me so angry. He's not that dumb.
I know he's not.
That's not the only problem with that whole Damian thing. There's also a rape problem with that, but that's not on Batman's end. He is being raped, but that's not the point. That's not the whole point. I don't want to get on my.
We're also not reviewing a Batman book. We're reviewing a Superman's girlfriend, Lois Lane.
Is that a problem?
No, we're okay, fine.
Good. Anyway, so Melba Toast shows up, and she's like, "No, Lois, don't pull both of your hands out at the same time from the Batman thing." Because you'll get electrocuted.
How she knows this, I don't know.
I don't know. So whatever. And then Superman goes to the hotel and is like, Wonder Woman's not here, concierge. I x-rayed the whole place. He's like, well, I don't know. She left in a hurry and told me that she got a message.
I x-rayed the whole place watching everybody else fucking.
At the fuck resort.
At the fuck resort.
This is like hedonism, Hudson Valley. Or some shit. So
Plato's Retreat.
Yeah. So they're like fly off. And he goes to try to figure out what's going on, and Wonder Woman meets Lois in the forest. And Lois is like, "Oh, here, I wanted to give you this necklace that Superman gave to me. So since you're his girlfriend now, have this piece of jewelry." And she's like, "Oh my God, Lois, thank you so much." And then she puts it on and she's like, "Oh no, it's hurting me. Ouch, pain." And then the Ravager pulls
Revenger.
Off, I'm sorry, Revenger pulls off a Lois face mask and is wearing just a hood.
So she pulls off this hood. This is actually the question I have.
How did you fit that on your head?
Well, here's the thing. So when she's talking, she's wearing this Lois mask. And she pulls off a full, like, hood, like a hood where you can't see the face, so there's it's just a big dark hole.
Right.
And she pulls off that hood. How is it that her face is making this mask realistic?
Like
that, in the sense that Wonder Woman, who must be dumb as shit, is watching this abomination face speak to her, and she's like, "Ha ha, I ripped off," and it's a fucking cloth hood.
Yeah.
With a face you can't see.
Right, it's such a big hood, you can't even see her face. I don't understand.
And she somehow tucked all that face into this hood. Because she's just wearing the hood. Like, she's just wearing the mat. Like, she's not wearing a cloak anymore. She's just wearing the hood separately because she's got a dress on.
Right.
You know, but somehow she fit all that Lois Lane face into this hood.
Right.
Perfectly.
Yes, I don't understand.
With no...
And, like, Wonder Woman was like, "Oh, yeah, of course this is Lois Lane." Which, what? Ugh.
God, Wonder Woman's an idiot.
Right, and then she falls.
And she's like, "Ow." But she figures out that the woman that is responsible for all this, because it wasn't... Revenger is not a man, it's a woman.
Yep, and her name is Marcia. And she's mentally unstable, who threw herself at Superman. And because, like, again, these women have nothing else better to do with their fucking time than follow Superman around and beg him to marry them.
Well, I mean, he is the perfect man.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, can't you just fuck him and go do something else?
No, they got it.
Why do you have to marry him?
Yeah, keep it real.
Ugh, whatever.
You know,
it's so boring.
He's a perfect man. They need
so fucking stupid. So goddamn stupid.
He will provide
stupid.
For them until they have sex, and he explodes their vagina with his super alien dick.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's worth it.
Well, it could be.
Maybe.
Well, they're already messed up, so
right,
for them, it's like, this is it.
Yeah,
know, whatever.
Like, great. Give me some of that exploding alien dick. But, like, they've got other things to do. Anyway, so Ravager, like, pulls off her hood, and now she looks like a crazy person.
You know, she hasn't washed her hair ever.
She's never washed her hair.
Crazy blonde lady.
And then she's like, "Oh, you want me dead because I'm a rival for Superman's love, blah, 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 blah." And then just as she's about to, like, kill Wonder Woman or something, I don't know, Melba and Lois... take her down. And Lois rips off the necklace, and Wonder Woman's like, "Oh, thank God, I was just about to be killed by the necklace." Because it was poison?
Because it's poison, but then she takes off the necklace. She's like, "Your super strength will make you feel better. Bye."
Yeah, you know. It's like, whatever. And so, like, they help her up, and then Wonder Woman admits this whole thing is a ruse. Her and Superman... not together, even though they spent a lot of time kissing.
A lot of time kissing and playing air tennis.
Sure, he grabbed her ass at one point. Like, but it was totally a hoax. Totally a hoax. Because they knew that this woman had gotten out.
They even went to Plato's retreat together and all that shit. And he did it just because they found out that this crazy woman got loose and they knew that she was going to be, Lois, was going to be a target for this woman. So if she proved... that they are not together, then they could have her go after Wonder Woman.
Who could live
and
but
survive.
But almost died.
Almost die.
I don't know. And she says, "Oh, he did this. He developed this whole scheme where he's horribly terrible to you. And then you watch him make out with another woman for a whole goddamn week. He did this for you, Lois. You're so lucky." And she's like, "I am lucky." And they're like, reunite.
The world's worst boyfriend.
Right?
The world's biggest asshole. That should have been at the end. She's just giving him a shirt that says world's biggest asshole.
Because, I mean, seriously, he's like, "Oh, Lois, I'm not going to, like, let you in on this. I'm going to just run off for a whole week, break your heart, and then run around and literally just put my lips all over this woman. But I did it for you." Like, there's an excuse you guys could use. Like, I wasn't fucking this woman because I was cheating on you. I was doing it to protect you, baby. This whole thing, my dick and this other woman is for you.
Somebody else was going to come after you, and I was scared, so I had sex with this woman.
Yeah. So, yeah, try that one. Try See that. How that goes.
Yeah, let's...
Super IBS dickhole.
Oh.
Such a jerk. I'm just like, this...
I hope that's ultimately how Superman dies from IBS. Just shits himself to death, and Batman's like, I would have saved you.
He's like, my Kryptonian physiology just really can't handle all this McDonald's.
You should have went to Sizzler. Dead.
Oh, why did I eat so many stuffed potato skins?
Superman goes to an Applebee's and dies.
Applebee's, a restaurant that will never be our sponsor.
Yeah. Whatever, you can go to...
goes to a Waffle House.
Yeah, actually, Waffle House, that'd be insane. It's Superman versus the Waffle House.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, seriously, if you want to cheat on your girlfriend, don't. Just break up with her. But, like, if you do cheat on your girlfriend, which is not advisable... Don't make up some bullshit about how you, like, were in danger from, like, a crazy person so you could kiss Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that might...
That's stupid.
That probably won't work.
Something is stupid.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, guys. Yeah. Once again, to Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network, brought to you by Comics on Comics. You can find me on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Also find my Twitter... Or that's my Twitter and my Instagram. My Tumblr is theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jen Stansfield and at Jen Stansfield. Or wait, no. So, and for Tumblr, jenstansfield.tumblr.com. And on WordPress, where I'm reviewing Gotham every week, is jenstansfield.wordpress.com. I am reviewing the Gilmore Girls because I know there's such an overlap between like comics fans and Gilmore Girls fans. But really, it's just me swearing and talking about dick. And episodes of Gilmore Girls. So, you know,
much like this show.
Much like this show. Really, this is all I do with my time. So, you know, if you want to read that, I promise to have a new review up, hopefully, before the Super Bowl.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.